Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 4, Email. When email was first introduced, it was viewed as an informal and casual way to contact family and friends. It was not seen as a business tool or a professional way to contact clients. But email has come a long way and is now a mainstream method for any forms of contact, both business and personal. But email has now formed its own set of etiquette, so businesses must learn to follow these guidelines in order to keep their emails professional yet functional with customers. Formal yet conversational style. Although emails can be seen as a casual format of conversation, it is important for companies and businesses to keep their emails formal and professional, but also portray them in a conversational tone so that they are more relatable to the reader. Conversational style is written in first person, so when you type back to the customer, use phrases such as I and we. Use a greeting that has their name in it and sign off giving your name.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
It portrays to the customer that a live person is speaking directly to them, and that the email they got back wasn't some type of form letter or automatic response. Tips for formal yet conversational style email. Use a greeting with their name. Use I and we. Repeat back to them what was said. End with your name. Scripted yet authentic. Many emails or email responses will need to be sent to customers, and many of them will sound very similar, if not the same. Emails can be used as an automatic response as long as they are scripted properly. No customer likes the typical, "Thank you for your request, we'll be right with you," response, which is equivalent to hearing, "Your call is very important to the company, and you're the next caller in line." Instead, create a script that has some automatic key phrases that need to be sent, but are still customizable to the individual customer. Again, always use their name in the greeting and give yours when signing off. Many companies use an automatic email to respond to customer questions or inquiries, and a script is a good tool to use for these emails. But it is important to keep the emails personable and customer-friendly. Explain information carefully. The words we use in an email can either deliver the point or completely confuse the reader. Not to mention that emails cannot convey any form of tones or inflection, so sometimes information can be received wrong or information can be missed. When using email to communicate with customers, take time to explain the information carefully and thoroughly. You may even need to repeat some things you've talked about before. Remember, the customers are not your coworkers, so they may need to have things explained simply and clearly. You have to explain things to them as if they are learning it for the first time. Don't come across as insulting or insensitive, but instead explain information carefully so that the customer is informed, yet still welcome to come back with any more questions or problems.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Results. When choosing to use email as a means for customer support, the bottom line is how the results look. Look at your means of customer support and determine how using email has made things better or worse. Are customers satisfied? Have they gained more from being able to email the support team? Or are some customers unhappy with it? Do they feel disconnected from the company? Are there other methods you can offer them? Look into if tickets are being resolved and if customer needs are being met by using email services. If they're not, that doesn't mean you have to do away with the service, but simply find new ways to improve on it. However the results come out, use them as a tool to help improve your services and gain more customer support. Case study. Olivia is working with Jacob at the Pretty Paws Animal Grooming Center. Olivia's job is to answer any customer questions or requests that come through the email system. She ensures
Created
that when
free
an email
version
is
for
received,
use.
She sends an email back confirming that their message was received and that someone would help them shortly. Jacob helps Olivia build scripting templates to use in email letters and responses. He also helps Olivia ensure that she's addressed each customer's needs and has explained all the information to them carefully. Periodically, Olivia and Jacob talk to their clients and ask how they like the mail service and if they can improve in some way. Any responses they get, they pass on to management for review.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.